The Khazar origin of the numerically and socially dominant element in the Jewish population of Hungary during the Middle Ages is thus relatively well documented. It might seem that Hungary constitutes a special case in view of the early Magyar-Khazar connection, but in fact, the Khazar influx into Hungary was merely a part of the general mass migration from the Eurasian steppes toward the west, that is, towards Central and Eastern Europe. The Khazars were not the only nation which sent offshoots into Hungary. Thus, large numbers of the selfsame Pechenegs, who had chased the Magyars from the Don across the Carpathians, were forced to ask for permission to settle in Hungarian territory when they, in turn, were chased by the Cumans. And the Cumans shared the same fate when, a century later, they fled from the Mongols. And some 40,000 of them, with their slaves, were granted asylum by the Hungarian king Béla. At relatively quiescent times, this general westward movement of the Eurasian populations was no more than a drift. At other times, it became a stampede. But the consequences of the Mongol invasion must rank on this metaphoric scale as an earthquake followed by a landslide. The warriors of Chief Temujin, called Genghis Khan, Lord of the Earth, massacred the population of whole cities as a warning to others not to resist, used prisoners as living screens in front of their advancing lines, destroyed the irrigation network of the Volga Delta, which had provided the Khazar lands with rice and other staple foods, and transformed the fertile steppes into the wild fields, Dikumpolia, as the Russians were later to call them, an unlimited space without farmers or shepherds, through which only mercenary horsemen pass in their service of this or that rival ruler, or people escaping from such rule. The Black Death of 1347 to 1348 accelerated the progressive depopulation of the former Khazar heartland between Caucasus, Don, and Volga, where the steppe culture had reached its highest level, and the relapse into barbarism was, by contrast, more drastic than in adjoining regions. As Barron wrote, quote, "The destruction or departure of industrious Jewish farmers, artisans, and merchants left behind a void which in those regions has only recently begun to be filled." End quote. Not only Khazaria was destroyed, but also the Volga-Bulgar country, together with the last Caucasian strongholds of the Alans and Cumans, and the southern Russian principalities, including Kiev. During the period of disintegration of the Golden Horde from the 14th century onward, the anarchy became, if possible, even worse. Quote, "In most of the European steppes, emigration was the only way left open for populations who wanted to secure their lives and livelihood." End quote. The migration toward safer pastures was a protracted, intermittent process which went on for several centuries. The Khazar exodus was part of the general picture. It had been preceded, as already mentioned, by the founding of Khazar colonies and settlements in various places in the Ukraine and southern Russia. There was a flourishing Jewish community in Kiev long before and after the Rus took the town from the Khazars. Similar colonies existed in Pereyaslavl and Chernigov. A rabbi Moshe of Kiev studied in France around 1160, and a rabbi Abraham of Chernigov studied in 1181 in the Talmud School of London. The Lay of Igor's Host mentions a famous contemporary Russian poet called Koan, possibly a combination of Cohen, priest, and Khan. Sometime after Sarkel, which the Russians called Bielovetsa, was destroyed, the Khazars built a town of the same name near Chernigov. There is an abundance of ancient place names in the Ukraine and Poland, which derive from Khazar or Jid, Jew. Jidovo, Kozarzewek, Kozara, Kozarzow, Jidovska Vola, Jidatice, and so on. They may have once been villages or just temporary encampments of Khazar Jewish communities on their long trek to the west. Similar place names can also be found in the Carpathian and Tatra Mountains, and in the eastern provinces of Austria. Even the ancient Jewish cemeteries of Krakow and Sandomierz, both called Kaviori, are assumed to be of Khazar-Kabar origin. While the main route of the Khazar exodus led to the west, some groups of people were left behind, mainly in the Crimea and the Caucasus, where they formed Jewish enclaves surviving into modern times. In the ancient Khazar stronghold of Tamatarka, Taman, facing the Crimea across the Straits of Kerch, we hear of a dynasty of Jewish princes who ruled in the 15th century under the tutelage of the Genevese Republic, and later of the Crimean Tartars. The last of them, Prince Zakaria, conducted negotiations with the Prince of Muscovy, who invited Zakaria to come to Russia and let himself be baptized in exchange for receiving the privileges of a Russian nobleman. Zakaria refused, but Polyak has suggested that in other cases, quote, the introduction of Khazar Jewish elements into exalted positions in the Muscovite state may have been one of the factors which led to the appearance of the Jewish heresy, Zhidovsbuyushtik, among Russian priests and noblemen in the 16th century, and of the sect of Sabbath observers, Subotniki, which is still widespread among Cossacks and peasants. End quote. Another vestige of the Khazar nation are the mountain Jews in the northeastern Caucasus, who apparently stayed behind in their original habitat when the others left. They are supposed to number around 8,000 and live in the vicinity of other tribal remnants of the olden days, Kipchaks and Oghuz. They call themselves Dag Shufuti, Highland Jews, in the Tat language which they have adopted from another Caucasian tribe. But little else is known about them. Other Khazar enclaves have survived in the Crimea, and no doubt elsewhere too in localities which once belonged to their empire. But these are now no more than historic curios compared to the mainstream of the Khazar migration into the Polish-Lithuanian regions and the formidable problems it poses to historians and anthropologists.